From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States is considering restricting imports of Venezuelan crude oil and exports of U.S. refined products to Venezuela, according to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson when he was speaking on Sunday, to put pressure on Socialist President Nicolas Maduro to return to the Constitution.
So one of the aspects of considering sanctioning oil is what effect will it have on the Venezuelan people? And is it a step that might bring this to an end?
Tillerson is on a Latin American trip that also includes visits to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. The State Department says both the United States and Russia appear set to meet a February 5th deadline to comply with the limit set by the Bilateral Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty known as New START. Cindy Sain has that story.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles, and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. At his State of the Union speech, President Donald Trump outlined his approach to nuclear weapons.
We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Kenya police and officials say an American investigator into the illegal ivory and rhino horn trade has been found stabbed to death in his home. Esmond Bradley Martin was at the forefront of exposing ivory traffickers in the U.S., Congo, Vietnam, Nigeria, Angola, China, and most recently, Myanmar. This is VOA News. A South Korean appeals court has set Samsung Group heir J.Y. Lee free after nearly a year of detention, suspending his 5-year jail term after he was convicted of bribing the country's former president. Sarah Hemanji has more.
The case had set off public anger and put the spotlight on the close ties between South Korea's big family-owned businesses, known as chaebols, and political leaders. But the Seoul High Court has now used its discretion to reduce Lee's term and suspend the main charges for bribery and embezzlement, meaning he won't have to serve time behind bars. The 49-year-old can also continue his existing roles, including as director of Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors originally aimed for a 12-year jail term for Lee. Legal experts say the ruling is expected to be appealed again at South Korea's Supreme Court.
That was Sarah Hemranjani reporting. Lawyers and court officials arrived at the Brussels Justice Palace Monday ahead of the trial of 2015 Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam is being tried on charges relating to a shootout with police in Brussels that ultimately led to his capture 4 months after the Paris attacks. A member of the V Europe, the Terror Victims Association, said that they did not expect anything in particular from the trial, but hoped to have a better understanding of the series of events that took place and the terror attacks. Security is high at the courthouse, with armed guards and multiple checkpoints leading to the courtroom. Sub-zero temperatures could be a real issue for visitors in Pyeongchang during this month's Winter Olympics, but athletes welcomed the cold conditions Monday. U.S. mogul skier Brad Wilson.
I'm not, like my body's not, but as far as the conditions go, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're in winter sports for a reason, and when it's cold like this, it's good. It's a good thing, yeah. As long as we can stay warm.
With freezing temperatures of minus 10 degrees Celsius in the day and around minus 20 during the night, could prove challenging for the final week of preparation before the game's opening on Friday. Kenya police fired tear gas on Monday to disperse a crowd of more than 100 demonstrators demanding that the government reopen 3 private television channels it shut down last week over their coverage of the opposition. A Reuters witness said the activists were trying to march to government offices in central Nairobi when the police fired the gas. Pope Francis received a victim's letter in 2015 that graphically detailed how a priest sexually abused him and how other Chilean clergy ignored it. The letter's author and members of Francis's own sex abuse commission told the Associated Press this contradicts the Pope's recent insistence that no victims had come forward to denounce the cover-up. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.